The Chemical Reporter.
Hi there, thanks for dropping by. It's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Richard in Toronto. He asks, what is dry cleaning? When a shirt gets dirty, you usually have to chuck it in the washing machine, add a little laundry detergent, and let the combination of water and soap do the rest. But some pieces of clothing are too delicate to put in there. As the name implies, dry cleaning doesn't use any water, or any soap for that matter. So what do you do when you accidentally drip greasy gravy on that expensive suit or on your favorite formal gown? You won't be able to get it out with water alone because fats don't dissolve in H2O. That's because of differences in electrical charge in the different molecules, what's called their polarity. Water molecules carry a negative charge on one side and a positive charge on the other. They're polar. Fatty molecules, lipids, are nonpolar. And substances that are different in this way just don't mix well with one another. The chemical rule of thumb is, like is only soluble with like. In other words, polar solvents can dissolve polar substances and nonpolar solvents can dissolve nonpolar substances. To make sure that those lipids in a grease stain come out in the wash in a washing machine, you have to add detergent. The surfactants in it build a chemical bridge between the water molecules and the lipid molecules, and everything is rinsed out at once. It isn't a big mental jump to the nifty idea that maybe you could just skip the water altogether and use a nonpolar solvent instead that can interact directly with the grease. And that's exactly what dry cleaning does. Instead of water, dry cleaners use what are called organic solvents. The very first kinds of dry cleaning used turpentine, and later gasoline was employed as well. Because petroleum-based products are highly flammable, though, the industry nowadays uses inflammable chlorocarbon solvents like tetrachloroethylene, usually just called PERC. As I said, dry cleaning is called that because it doesn't use any water. The clothes do get wet when they're immersed in the solvent, of course, but it evaporates much more quickly than water. That's why this cleaning method isn't as hard on the fibers in the piece of clothing. Wool sweaters don't shrink, and suits and gowns retain their shape and color. The latest trick is to use carbon dioxide to clean clothes. High-pressure gas is injected into the washing machine where it's liquefied, flows through the material, and dissolves the dirt particles. When it's done, the CO2 turns back into a gas, evaporating rapidly out of the textile, leaving it clean and dry. By the way, do you know a solution for all those questions you always had about chemistry in everyday life? That's right, it's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Thanks for listening and hope you'll join me again next time.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.